Papa. It was only one word, but it took Fabio an enormous effort to get it out.
No truck!
Papa De Santi didn't even turn around. The words came out like bullets. Fabio slumped, took a long drag on the cigarette without putting his hand to it. Maria Elena tried her hair a new way in the mirror. Mama De Santi walked heavily toward the front, following Bruno. No one looked at Fabio. Harriet squatted under the window and wrote out everything she had seen. Then she wrote, "That Fabio may be bad, but I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be like Bruno either. Bruno looks like a big, dumb bear. Once I thought I wanted to be Franca and live in that family. But she's so dull. If I was her, I couldn't stand myself. I guess it's not money that makes people dull. There is a lot I don't know about this thing of being dull. I better find out because I might be it. What is it like to have brothers and sisters? One thing, whenever they yelled, it wouldn't always be at you. Sometimes it would be at your brother, then you could laugh. What is too old to have fun? You can't be too old to spy, except if you were 50, you might fall off a fire escape, but you could spy around on the ground a lot." Harriet closed her book and crept around the back to see what Little Joe Curry was doing. Little Joe Curry was the delivery boy for the De Santis, and he was always up to one thing. He was always eating. It was strange the De Santis made any money at all the way Little Joe ate. Harriet peeked in. He was sitting there now, when he should have been working, eating a pound of cheese. Next to him, waiting to be consumed, sat two cucumbers, three tomatoes, a loaf of bread, a custard pie, 3 quarts of milk, a meatball sandwich about 2 feet long, 2 jars, one of pickles, one of mayonnaise, 4 apples, and a large salami. Harriet's eyes widened, and she wrote, "When I look at him, I could eat 1,000 tomato sandwiches." Harriet heard a little whispering noise in the alley. She knew who it was without even looking, because she was almost caught every day by the same people. 4 skinny little kids appeared around the side of the house. They tiptoed up to the door and knocked discreetly. They were very poor children, with torn, dirty clothes and smudges all over their faces as though they were never washed. The oldest was around 7, and the others were around 4 and 5. Little Joe opened the door. There wasn't a word exchanged as he handed them a tomato, 1 quart of milk, 1/2 of the cheese, the loaf of bread, 1/2 the salami, 1/2 the custard pie, and 2 apples. They distributed these things among themselves to make for easy carrying and scooted away down the alley as silently as they had come. Little Joe went back to his eating. Harriet felt funny watching the scene. She sighed a little, then, creeping along under the windows, went on to her next stop.